Rogate, pray ye, the title of today's Sunday. From the appointed psalm for today, which we didn't sing today, but that's okay. 107, in verse 13, it says, Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. It's commenting here on what we read in our Old Testament lesson for today from the book of Numbers, that the people grumbled against Moses and against the Lord, and then the Lord sent fiery serpents upon them. They repented, recognized that they had sinned against the Lord and against Moses. And so Moses prayed for them. They asked him to pray for them. Then Moses set that serpent on a pole, and those who looked upon it were then healed of their affliction. This book of Numbers, this particular text, foreshadows for us, as our Lord points out in John's Gospel, that he is our intercessor who prays for us on our behalf, who by his crucifixion was lifted up. As Moses lifted up the serpent on the pole, so our Lord was lifted up, that whoever looks upon him, whoever believes in him, shall not perish, but have eternal life. For there on the cross, he dies for our iniquities. He dies for all of our sins and sheds his blood that we may be forgiven and have life eternal. There also on the cross, he gives us of his spirit, and in the resurrection breathes the spirit unto us in the forgiveness of sins, the spirit by whom we now cry out unto the Lord, Abba, Father. We have direct access to God the Father himself. We don't need Jesus for this. We have direct access now by Jesus. He doesn't have to pray for us, even though he still does. But Jesus says, pray in my name, and so we do. Not as some kind of magical formula, but praying in the name of Jesus, that is, those who have been redeemed by Jesus, who pray for things in regards to and in relation to the name of Jesus, what our Lord has revealed to us, his will for us through Christ Jesus, our Lord. So pray, Jesus says, pray to the Father. Now, to start off today, I'd like to give you an example of how to prayerfully read the scriptures and to do so in Jesus' name. So I'm going to turn here to our Old Testament text, kind of show you one way in which you can learn to pray. And this is not just a pure example, but a real prayer. So we will pray it. You don't have to bow your heads right now. You can just listen. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, in the days of old, your people became discouraged on their pilgrimage to the promised land. Help us, dear Lord, in our pilgrimage, that we may not become discouraged on our journey to the new heavens and the new earth, which your Son will make for us and usher us into on the last day. But give us courage to fight the good fight and to run our course with faith. When your people were discouraged, O Lord, they turned against you and against your servant Moses, assuming the worst intentions of you and your people. Help us, dear Lord, that we may not turn against you and against those you have put in authority over us. Help us not to assume the worst intentions of them, but to explain everything in the kindest way. Lord, in their disgust for you and for your servant, they loathe the food which you had given them, that manna from heaven. Help us, dear Lord, to recognize your providence and understand all things are given to us by your gracious hand. Help us not to loathe the things which you have given, but to pray for them and to give us contentment with that which you have given, that we may receive it with thankful hearts. Heavenly Father, you sent fiery serpents among the people to afflict them, that they, in their distress, might cry out to you, and you might deliver them. So, Lord, you chasten us as a father disciplines his sons, so you discipline us, that we might cry out to you, Lord, have mercy, and that you may deliver us from our evil ways, that we may walk in the way of the Lord. You gave them your servant Moses to intercede on their behalf. Lord, you give us Christ who intercedes for us even now at your right hand in glory. At the same time, O Lord, you have given us of your Spirit through Christ Jesus, who prays with words too deep for human ears. And so we have direct access to you, that we may pray for our deliverance. At once you instructed Moses to lift up the serpent on a pole, that all who look upon it may live. So you have lifted up Christ, our Savior, on the cross, that we who look upon him may be delivered. Help us forever to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, that we may have the hope of eternal life forever before our eyes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I didn't read anything there. I looked at the Old Testament text. Okay? There's nothing written here. You can come look at it later. It's next coordinate prayer from the heart, but where's my heart truly? It's in the Word. So praying from the Word. And to look at the Old Testament or a New Testament, wherever it may be, find there, you see the sins of God's people, right? And say, Lord, I also am afflicted with similar sins. Forgive me. And then where also we find the promises of our Lord in the Word and say, Lord, let these promises also be upon me. Simple prayers, not hard. It takes practice, of course, but it is a way in which we can pray. And that's what it means to pray in Jesus' name, that we would pray according to His Word, according to His promise. So learn to do this. It is a wonderful way to pray. But Jesus doesn't leave us alone to kind of figure it out for ourselves. He gives us, of course, the Lord's Prayer. And a sermon on prayer would always fall short if you didn't mention the prayer that our Lord Himself taught us to pray. Beautifully, you just sang this prayer in the hymn, which is a wonderful way to pray it, to sing a hymn. But it's not the only thing our Lord gives us. Through His church, the Lord provides us with many other prayers. We could pray the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy. It's the simplest prayer. It's the prayer that many pastors say. Every time you see an ambulance going by, you hear the sirens going off, say, Lord, have mercy. I have no idea what's going on. I don't know who's afflicted, but I ask for your delivering hand. Okay. Lord, have mercy. Simple prayer. When you're struggling for words to say, I don't know what to say. I'm just grieving. I don't even have the words to speak, O Lord. Lord, have mercy. Simple prayer. One of the best ones. We can also pray in other parts of the liturgy. The church teaches you how to pray. Glory be to God on high and on earth, peace among men. Or glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and forever will be. Or you can sing and take home the interif for today, or any of the Psalms. These are the prayer book of God's people of old. This is their hymn book. Learn these psalms and these introits from which the psalms are derived, and you'll find in there just beautiful words to give voice to those feelings, those emotions that you have as a Christian. And you'll be surprised as you go through the psalms how direct and confrontational even it seems at times that God's people speak to God Himself. Where does Jesus learn to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It's from the Psalms. So beautiful things to say and pray in the Psalms. Or you could pray the offertory, which I often do after having fallen into sin again, right? And the Lord spurns my heart and gives me a guilty conscience. God be praised. And I instantly say, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So on and so forth. When I'm afflicted with thoughts of, am I truly saved? I've fallen so many times and repeatedly so, I am showing myself to be no different than anyone else around me. Am I truly a Christian? We can sing the words of institution and remember there, the Lord has given us His body and blood. When I am in doubt, what is my antidote to such doubts? It is the Lord's own word itself. The promises He gives me, that he who eats of my body and drinks my blood has eternal life, and no one will take it away. So we turn to these things. Perhaps sing the Agnus Dei, a little longer confession of the Kyrie, but similar. Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on me. Or of course, you can sing the hymns. Many of these are prayers, as you heard the kids sing today. They're prayers. Straight prayers, but sung prayers. Wonderful. The list is endless. Jesus Himself has taught us how to pray, and the church has encouraged us to pray in many different ways, all of which are derived from God's Word. You know how to pray, so pray, Jesus says. Our last kind of example of ways to pray I just want to point out to you is the collect for the day. This is the collected prayer of the church. That's what it means, the collected prayer of the church Catholic, the church universal, of all times and all places. It's been handed down to us. These are very ancient prayers. And therein, we find a pattern for prayer. And I'd like to look at that with you for a second. So please turn to the collect, which is in the inside of your bulletin. I'm going to show you the pattern, a pattern for prayer that you can start adopting in your own prayer life. All of the collects, save for maybe two or three here and there, are all based on this same pattern. First, an address. Secondly, a rationale. Third is the petition itself. Four is the result we're intending or desiring from that petition. And lastly is the termination or conclusion of the collect. So look at that collect for today. I'll go through this. First is the address. Oh God, very simple one here. Oh God. But who else do we pray to? The children beautifully gave us an example of that. We can pray to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. And then Mary. Just joking, right? Just seeing if you're listening, okay? No. Pray directly to God himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the triune God. That's the only person you pray to. It's the one who hears your prayers and answers them according to his word. We have no such promise, no such certainty with the saints or Mary or any such person. Pray to God himself. So there's the address. Now the rationale. Here we are recalling some kind of goodness of the Lord or a work of the Lord or some kind of even story, right? A text, a record for us. So we're recalling this. So here it is. Oh God, from whom all good things proceed. Okay. And this is going to be based on this. The rest of the prayer is going to come. From whom all good things proceed. Now here we're asking for the petition itself. Grant by your grace such faith to your humble supplicants. There's the petition, right? Grant us faith. All good things come from you, O God. Give us faith. Here's the result. That by your enabling, we may think those things that are right, and by your guiding, do the same. Right? Here's the petition. This is what I want out of it, right? And then finally, a determination through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Now, throwing this on there, Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, or in Jesus' name, is not some kind of magical formula. Oh, I've spoken the right magical formula, and therefore now God will listen to me and answer my prayer. No, not at all. To pray in Jesus' name is to pray standing in the name of Christ, in whom we have been baptized, to pray to our Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, in remembrance of the mercy, of remembrance of his word, of the promises, the direct promises he's given to us. So give us courage. Give us peace. Give us a right spirit. Give us cleansing of heart. Give us a good conscience. You know, pray for these things which God has promised to give and which he does give to us in Jesus. Praying for a hot rod might not be the case. Give us this day our daily bread, similar to a hot rod, I guess. And he will. He will give you what you need. It's funny, last year, I gave a story about praying for a convertible. And then one day I was driving to church on a Thursday Bible study. And there I was following a Corvette. It turned down 9th, right? And then turned up like into church. And I was like, what's going on? You guys, what are you doing? Right? Thank you. Right? And then I kept driving. Right? And later, a couple months later, Galen Wester, he said, I've got something for you, Pastor. And he gave me a little convertible. I said, God be praised. He heard my prayers, right? Right? So praying in Jesus' name again is praying for the things that he has promised to give us and gladly promises to give us. He doesn't promise to give us a Hot Wheel, right? Or anything like this. But he does promise to give us our daily bread, to give us contentment with the things that he provides. So there's an example of the collect for you. But I wanted to also mention, they're all in your hymnal, too. Page 305, if you'd like to turn to it, you can. I'm not going to go through them. I'm just going to show you basically how they're outlined, and that's it. All of these collects are based on the same thing. The address, the rationale, the petition, the result, and the termination and conclusion. So here, for the church and our mission is a section here. Keep turning. At worship, baptismal life. Lots of things there. In the civil realm, in times of need, in times of joy. Wonderful prayers. They're there. Did you know they were there? They're beautiful. They've been handed down to us, and it teaches us words to pray. I don't know how to pray at a committee meeting at a church. I don't know what to say right now. Sometimes I'll pray at X4A, but other times I'll just say, all right, where is that? Right? And I'll pray it. Right? And it's just as good, probably even better than the prayer I would give otherwise. So take these with you, right? Take some snapshots if you're sick or you have something, you're going to speak at some kind of event. You can just take one of these prayers and pray in the moment, right then and there. Don't think somehow your ex corde prayer is much more beautiful or better, or that's the only one that God hears. These old stinky prayers from way back in the day are nothing, right? That's silly talk. These are beautiful prayers. And I've also provided today prayers from the daily office, many of which are just taken straight from this. prayers for the daily office, they're just a bunch of collects for different days of the week. Of course, you can pray them all. I've never prayed really them all every single day, but try to pray one of them a day. If you'd like to pick up these, they're on the back there on your way out. I didn't fold them all. I ran out of time and energy. So they're just sitting there like this. They're right there by Ted. So feel free to pick those up. You don't want to take a whole hymnal with you, right? Take one of these home. They're beautiful prayers. And by these prayers, again, handed down to us, we learn how to pray, what to pray for, and who to pray for. So if you're struggling with the words to say, well, ask the Lord himself, Lord, give me the words to speak, to pray. I don't know how to pray. And then turn to these very prayers. The Spirit within you groans in words too deep for human ears. And so we pray, Lord, help us to pray. Give me the words. Help me to know the things I ought to pray for, to discern my feelings, and to speak rightly what is on my heart. Amen. So, my brethren in Christ, do not be hearers of this word, pray ye. Don't be hearers only, but doers. Pray. Take time out of your day to pray. Take the set prayers with you. Take the prayer list that's printed out every week. Take it with you. Pray for these people throughout the week. It's a wonderful thing to do. God hears our prayers and answers them. You can pray a few of them at dinner, pray at night with your kids, adopt a place to pray, and adopt a practice. You can stand to pray, as we sometimes do. You can sit to pray. You can kneel to pray. Invoke God's name in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Make the sign of the cross in remembrance of your baptism. Fold your hands, bow your head, and pray. Now, children need this because otherwise they're very squirmy. Okay? But to have these kind of ceremonies, which are not required, but they do help in teaching and focusing our hearts and minds on that for which we pray and to whom we pray. Otherwise, we're all over the place. So these are beautiful things to do and adopt for yourself. Remember, the Father himself loves you because you love Jesus and believe that he came forth from God for your sake. So pray to him. Pray as Jesus taught us when he said to us today, truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. So it is. Amen. We stand to pray to sing the offertory.